aiming Bert too low. Don't be rough on Bert. He didn't do nothing.
All right. All right, Claire, Linda, wonderful session.
Lord have mercy.
Try better next time. Nice effort. Nice effort, Linda.
Yeah, Jane Eyre will be in touch.
Well, I guess that's it, Bert. I guess we're finished with Claire.
Okay.
You're next, Bert. Let's see how you do.
All right, we'll see how it goes. Hey, Ion.
Stop breathing so hard, Bob. You're heaving like a stuck hog. Quit all that breathing. You don't need
that
to.
That ain't me. That's not me. That's Linda's daughter.
Oh, it's heaving and huffing and bluffing and stop it. Don't breathe.
One of the bad daughters. Not the good young one.
Not a good young one. Oh, okay. Now he's going to start to get shit. Okay. We like
okay,
it.
I
okay, what you got? Now we got topic. Now we want to do I want to do this the right way. I want to go a little flow, and I want you to keep up real close, and then we'll get a little cadence, you know, left, left, and I'd like to do it. I don't really want to do like what you call, you and I could do a quick draw that would blow people up. You see, we can do that. But I ain't trying to do quite that. But right up to that would be very interesting because you're going to be able to click. Click. So we'll do a little bit. So it's more like of a cadence, more than a quick step, because a foxtrot might be more than you can handle. We're tired of you dreaming us like a bad habit. You make it look taste of it yourself, that biggin. Let's see if we can go toe to toe.
Maybe that's what I'm feeling. Maybe that's what I'm feeling.
It could be. Welcome to our world, your majesty.
Okay.
Welcome now. When the cylinders start hitting on all cylinders, there's always a position of a heat exchange. You know, like a calorie?
Okay, I have quite a bit on the slate here, but I first want to clean up some things from last week.
Okay.
With the fasci dissipating. It made me remember something that you told me actually 5 years ago in November, when I was querying about the thymus gland, and then you told me that the dorsals were going to shift, and then you used the analogy of cheese and a vacuum seal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my question is the fasci going to be replaced with some form of a vacuum seal within the organs and muscles and tendons?
In essence, yeah. See, you're just changing the neurons.
That's right, you didn't bring up the nerves. Changing the neurons. So it's going to be, is the this vacuum seal, is it going to be like some type of field effect that's holding the organs in place? It won't be like a fascia organ. It'll just be held like in a vacuum seal from from the nerves. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's going to definitely be on all cylinders then. So the elimination of the fasci, which means elimination of the soul, the neurons will hold. Wow. Whew. Okay, thank you for that.
And so now you see. Now what happens is your FIPAT don't change.
FIPAT.
FIPAT. Just get it. This is where we pick it up a little bit. Come on.
FIPAT.
Get it later. Let's go.
Okay, good. Yep, come back. Okay, Ian, another clear-up thing. And about the, we were speaking about the joints and the degrees of freedom. Okay? So going back to what I was mentioning about the dynamically rotating the ankles and knees in figure eights, would that activate the degrees of freedom in the meat sac?
Yeah, that would be the subcutaneous tissue. Or it would be the deep, the superficial fascia.
Okay, and that will activate the 14 degrees of freedom in the meat sack. The deep, deep.
No, but it will change the. No, but it will change the musculoskeletal system. It's going to change how that all applies.
Okay. All right. Good.
But see,
okay.
The way they got the masses in it of conductive tissue that's large enough to be visible with the unaided eye won't be the case anymore. You won't be able to see it. It'll be a new binding, a new binder. Now, Carolyn can all hide about this because she did real good in Autopsy 202. She did that.
Okay.
So she knows how this ligament applies and how this is going to shift and change because that's what wraps things together. And if that changes, that's a game changer all the way around. Because, see, when they take the dense conductive tissues and they bring them forward, and if it's a superficial fascia, then you would have the two layers. Then you got the fat layer and then the deep membrane layer. With those, the fat layer will all but be gone. You won't need that anymore. That changes everything.
Yeah, that's going right into my next topic. Going right into topic, guy.
What was this
quick
topic
draw
called?
Draw. What happened to Albert Schweitzer?
No, Bob, it's about dynamically rotating ankles and knees in figure eights.
Oh, this is exercise stuff?
Yes.
This is your personal journey?
Yes.
Okay. Can you stop talking about yourself first? Can we get some relevant to everybody?
No. No. We want to know if you'll star in Bob's Granny Porn Channel. Everybody's wanting to see that big old beefiness.
No.
Yeah, you can't get in my channel unless you're in full shape.
Eight inches or more,
Bert.
I'm getting there.
He's fine shape. Don't worry about the shape. We just got to get him where he ain't bashful. You don't want him bashful. Because he told him not to put his crooks and nannies on the internet.
Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, Ian.
All right, so what do I call it? The feet stuff? I'll just say feet stuff, right? Dissipating fascia?
Just say fascia. Now, we're talking about other things, too. We're talking about fascia in the body as well.
Deep tissue. That's what I am.
Dissipating fascia slash deep tissue.
Deep tissue, yes.
See, Bert, that's what Bob's talking about. He wants a good... He don't know about nine, Tony. He thinks eight's enough. No, if you go deep tissue, it's at least nine. You got to go at least nine. Come on,
okay,
down.
Okay.
And it ain't none of this. Ain't none of this straw business too. You got to have some girth. Girth is what it's all about.
Okay, Ian. Next topic, buddy. Let's go. You said you want to go, so we're here. Okay, Ian. Last week you said something interesting, and it was always been a deep question.
Here goes with jokes again. A deep question.
No, it's a question I've always had that you referenced around, and you directed at me. Okay, you mentioned last week that if I was a 2% body fat person, that I would be in trouble because I would need more fat for what I'm fixing to go through now.
Yeah.
There's some weird things going on. Is what I'm fixing going through, does that have anything to do with the winds, the way the winds are blowing now?
Correct. It does. And then yours, could some of those, now see, here we go. This goes all the way back to your place is starting to affect the wind, too. See? So you can't blame the winds affecting your affected condition. You're causing some of that. You are causing some of that.
I am causing some of that.
The wind.
And blow. I'm causing the wind.
Uh-huh. Some of
Where's this wind, Bert?
Where I am, Bob.
Okay, you're talking about increased wind in your area. That's the topic? Okay.
Yes, increased wind in my area, yes. So I'm causing that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Of course you are.
Okay. Makes sense.
Well, see, you can't run off this. You can't take all these hanks of pearls and start laying them out, start grading, having graduated sets, and laying this thing all out to get something going on, to get something appropriate, and not realize that somebody's got to do some knotting. You got to do some knots. So the knots are then what's affecting the flow of the wind. The winds and the waves will obey my will, or should say, shall obey my will. And your driver is peace be still. That's not been where you've been lately.
T2.
But he hasn't been that count. He hasn't been that count. He's been beefing. So that's what causes it. If he goes to beefing, it's always the outcome. You can call
I'm
that.
Beefing, Ion. I'm beefing?
Yes, you certainly are. Yes. This is called stack pearls.
Okay, stack pearls, I'm beefing. I don't see where I'm consciously beefing.
S-T-A-T. Well, we weren't given direction. We weren't trying to convince you. We're just saying that's what you're doing, and that's what's causing the wind to blow, and that's what's making your stack pearls shift.
Okay. Now, is there a way that I could change that, or this is just a natural process that I'm going through here with this change in the wind?
It depends on how much hyaluronic acid you can process.
Hyaluronic acid? That's what you say I'm processing?
You
are. Does that have anything to do with the change in the water?
Yes, they come and lick you. They want that. The girls like to put that in their skin, the hyaluronic acid. They love it. You're dripping with it. That's why you kind of glow. You notice that?
Okay, no, I didn't notice that. I haven't looked at myself lately to know that.
Why
I'm going,
can't you?
But that relates.
Why can't you? I mean, but you're not sweating. So what? What's all that about?
Hey, there they go. Okay, that opens up a whole nother can. That relates to what we were speaking last week about the luster in the armpits.
That's right. That's the pentalog.
The pentalog. Carolyn's
all caught up. She knows how the striations of the pentalog now attach into the system, into the limbic system. She's very smart. She's very smart.
Hey, Bert.
Hey,
hyaluronic acid contributes to synovial fluid's viscosity and ability to lubricate.
Oh.
By the way.
Okay. Thank you. So that explains.
And guess what? I got another little news flash for you. It fucking hurts.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay,
well, that goes right into my next question with this topic, Ion, is that you sort of
Boy,
like...
Boy, there seems to be a string we're kind of following here. How cool for school is that, dude?
Yeah. Okay, so this is... Okay, actually, there's two questions. The first question, the fat change, because you're always talking about the lipids and things. So will the fat composition change in the body? That's why we need more fat?
No.
It's going to change?
No. No. You got it all tangled up now. We're going to straighten this out. We got to lower core temperature to change the way calories, the eating more, you're trying to eat more to balance it. But what you don't burn, that's what the body converts into fat as a survival system.
Correct.
Okay. And so if your mind thinks you're going to the desert, you'll gain water weight. You'll gain a ton of water weight.
Yes, I remember you saying
because
that.
Your body's convinced that if you're going to the desert, that it'll beef you up. And you will, okay? Well, that's the same thing here. Your body's getting the heads up. Things are shifting and changing, and you're responding, per se, in kind. And so you don't need to convert the fat. You're not trying to make fat. You don't need more fat. You're going to balance the way you handle fat. And so the balance has to do with your consistent metabolism and how you're metabolizing. So when we lower your core temperature, you'll have no reason to preserve anything extra. And we had to beef you up just a little bit, pardon the pun, to get you to a position. So when you waste a little bit, you'll be on point. You got to have something to work with. And that's why we don't want you 2% body fat.
So a lower core temperature is going to make your fat be less fluid. So the fat you have is going to be a little more solid and a little more substantial. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your body won't need to make extra.
Right.
It'll say there's enough. And so now everybody says that's metabolism, blah, 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 blah.
It ain't metabolism. It's how what size engine you're running. You see? And then you got these little, they got these little Taiwanese girls. You've seen them on the TikTok. The Taiwanese girl, she don't weigh 100 pounds, and she's 90 pounds of ribs or something. I mean, she's like Bob. She's like Bob's disgusting, just slamming things in her mouth. And just, you just want to go vomit. How she could be like, she ought to be 1,900 pounds because her core temperature is like nothing. So all that she's processing, she's just digesting. She's not getting fat from. You see, you're cutting off. That's the same thing the lap band's supposed to do. The lap band's supposed to get where you can't eat, or you have to eat slower so that you catch up and quit eating. You see?
Yeah, thank you for that. And I believe that's taking place already in me, actually. The
we know it is. That's why we tell you. But we don't want you messed up with it because you got some steps that you got to work out because it's easy. Just don't. But see, we have to be careful. We tell everybody else that and they go, yeah, okay, in about 60 years, I'll think about looking at the OA movements. And yeah, that might be, well, see, that ain't what that, you activate it. You plug it in. You got to make it, you have to make a path. You don't just do it harum scarum. You have to make a path to make it fit. And then you don't adjust it. You do just like you're supposed to do, but you do it immediately. And so therefore, the fruits of your labor are being made self-evident.
Okay, so this goes to my next question because this defies.
And we like your board. We like your calf extension board too. By the way, it's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, but my calves are weird. That's an ongoing project, but it's always good to have something to continue to work on. Everything else is working perfectly. But Ion, what's taking
goes,
place
Cam,
with me?
There goes bragging again, Cam.
No, it's not bragging. I'm just moving to the next topic. No bragging. Hey, Ion, you said something last week, and I jumped on it. I've been passing about picking up my cardio. So I've been doing something cardiovascular different ways all week.
Just 5%. See, don't go 20 hours because you'll overdo it. You're changing. Don't get too carried away.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But this defies the normal physics of the old bird's body because normally when you do cardio, you lose weight. I do cardio and I gain weight.
No, you gain weight. That's right, because you're building. You're building mass. You're not building fat.
Cardio builds mass.
Yeah. For you, you're changing everything. All that muscle's got to turn into ligament. So it's got to. You got to keep it pumping.
That's what that does. That's what, well, it's... What's that's special. That's really, 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 really special.
That's the reason
I noticed
we said,
that.
Wait, we didn't say, that's the reason we said we're not saying do more. But see, you're
right.
crying with your shoulders and you're crying with this other stuff. So we got to do something to ease that off, that pressure, until those things change and those nerve endings are settled down. You just got them a little, quote, hot, a la increased core temperature.
Oh, okay.
A la global warming. Only you're the globe.
So I'm causing the change in the weather in my area?
Well,
you said the wind, so it makes sense. Okay.
Don't get too tangled up in that. Because the obvious answer is certainly, but you don't want to be that guy because then they'll be hating you already. Don't.
It's all right. Okay, so that's that makes a lot of sense then. That makes a lot of sense. The muscles are turning.
They're all bad. It's all the same. It's all the same. See, that's the thing. You are the earth. The earth is you. You are God. God's in charge of the earth. You're in turmoil. The earth's in turmoil. You're in this decision of working out the details of an application of words that you've heard to be sovereign. It's the word.
Yes,
sovereign that allows you to access the very sovereign power or position. Fare thee well.
Okay. Thank you. Moving right to perfect. I'll move to my next question. Thank you.
What about your fingernails? What about your fingernails? What's up with that?
They grow like crazy, but
yeah, they sure do. And they're, and you could use them for a screwdriver. And so
yes.
We're saying just keep them trimmed so you can keep track of it. You're saving them, obviously.
Yeah, but they're
unless
they're
Rosanna different. Wants to unless Rosanna wants to divorce you over them. I hope not, but it's just fingernail clippings. It ain't no big deal.
Right. Okay. All right. That's a question later on, but the fingernails are also a part of the tendons.
The collagen effect. The Carolyn has a whole section on that for them called the collagen effect how the gelatinous collagen is produced that make you grow because your diet is good. Well, now we say your diet is good. You're too picky. You're too neurotic. You should eat a little more broad than you do, but you got your rules and that's okay, but you'll get over that. Having a nice balance is okay. Now we're not sending you back to the fast food market. We're not saying that, but you don't have to be so particular with what you eat. You can eat what you want to eat. You can have a piece of bread with your food. It doesn't have to be just with pasta.
I do periodically, but I'm not, I eat when I'm hungry. I'm great.
We know. There's no rules.
It's just eat when I'm hungry. But
I understand, but you're still rather particular. You're rarely, rarely particular. See, we got you. We got you. We got you hungry. You hungry right now. See, welcome. We'll get your sugar down about 50. By God, you'll be sucking high and tits in. Then you'll be crying. They're, why won't you talk to me? Yeah, Bert will be fell out. I mean, that'd be good for you, Bert. That's good for you. Give you a dose of medicine. You'd be
funny you say that.
You get you some little nibby things and keep them close. Keep up with it.
It's funny you say that. I've been hungry for the last 3 days now that I'm thinking about this now.
That's right. And stop. Do not quench that hunger. You'll never do it. Never do it. Your brain is telling you that you're starving to death. So if that's true, anything you eat is going to have the wrong effect. It's like trying to blow a fire out with fire. Now when you have an oil fire, that's what they do. They have TNT and they explode the TNT and that takes all the oxygen out and it quenches the fire. But you don't want to do that because it's a very, very, very hot expression. Okay? Don't worry about the oxygen. We're going to take care of the oxygen. You just keep the fuel balance steady. But don't try to quench your hunger. If you do it like Bob, you'll never eat enough. There ain't enough food in Switzerland. Shit. Ain't enough. It's no end. It's no end. And it's just going to make it worse. The more you eat, the hungrier you'll get. It's like when once you put that first bite in your mouth, you kind of go with the next thing. No, now you're hungry. But otherwise, you can incremental fast and not eat until early afternoon, sort of. But no. It's that starting because it's feeding itself. Your body is trying to convince you that you are suffering from malnutrition. But now, the one thing we would say, The one thing do watch for, though, is if you get a craving for, say, tomatoes or tomato juice or sugar beets or artichoke hearts or maybe Karen will send you one of her 200-pound radishes. If you get a hunger pang, well, it's 200 pounds. They're some monster things now. You eat one of them, by God, you'll know it. Anyway, if you get a pang for something, except for sugar, engage it. And if you have a pang for sugar, that's okay. Just be very careful how you temper it. Do you know what I mean? Have a cookie. Don't have a sack of cookies because you can eat them. You can burn it down. But any other thing, if you get something for, say, celery, you can crave celery. Something that you think about and go, Follow that.
Come
on, Bert. Let's get
into
something.
Okay, I'm on my way, Bob. Celery. Ian's helping me, though. Elle's helping me. So, Ian, I am on the tomato sauce, the tomato juice, because I have it every day. But I could suck down like two instead of one or half. But okay.
That's right. That's right.
And the sugar I'm taking care of. Okay.
That's the lycopene. That's the lycopene.
Lycopene, yes. Yes.
It also is in grapefruit. Then ruby red grapefruit, too, if you like that.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ian. Okay, Ian, next question, next topic. In last week's private session with Bob, and, you know, I remember hearing that, and I forgot about it, and then I remembered it Friday night, and I'm like, damn, how did I let the past? You mentioned in Bob's private session about touching the other ends of the egg beaters together, you'll get high clear castle. Mm-hmm. Were you referring to some type of form of technology?
Yeah.
So there's technology.
High clear castle. Everybody doesn't know that high clear castle is Downton Abbey, the place. That's what high clear castle is. You know that, right?
No, but you just told me. I thought it was something on Mars.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It's Downton Abbey, and it does. It'll take you right there.
Okay, but this is something new, Ion, because you've always referenced, I started to dig deep and said, no, don't dig deep because you'll get all befuddled. The wire whisk, egg beaters are wire whisk, and we've always mentioned that the wire whisk in the Grand Central Station, and we've had some conversation about that takes place in the cell. And you discussed it with Jenny about the power loops. So there's a technology that will take that wire whisk function and touch the other ends of the wire whisk?
Correct.
Go through a wormhole?
Correct. If you can compose the energy, which is what you gave to Carolyn with another life. Thank you. You're very obedient. Very good.
Hey, that was a really great, series 5, season 2, was unbelievable, the technology. I don't think I got all the notes that were in there because I was just blown away.
Mm-hmm. And see, what happens now is this bumps into another level or another thing. Because now you see what happens is now you realize that this ambient energy is everywhere. If you could focus it, that's, well, and if you could, well, we may have said too much. But it allows you to adjust so you don't overload or underload the ability to have your ohmerage. You have to raise your ohmerage so you have more focused energy. If you can focus that, then you can make a wormhole big enough to drop a planet Earth through or move a large something back.
Boy, that flips everything that you've ever, I mean, because remember we were speaking, you know, you spoke about fringe, of bringing, how they brought big, large items through a portal. So that change, what you're just outlining now, has changed that whole technological outlook as far as opening a portal or a gate with a wormhole.
It's not a problem. The problem is not opening it up. The problem is keeping it open till you get through it.
That's what they had in that movie. That's the problem they had.
That's the trouble.
So, Ian, did you influence that technology outline of the wormhole and the mini wormholes and in that series?
Likely.
Damn. I felt that because I'm like, this seems real. It seemed very real what they were working with. And okay, so you influenced that. Okay, so a question. Ion. It's probably shut me down right away. I'm gonna ask is there a way to do that within the meat sack? Since you said that the meat sack has a Wilson in it.
Yes.
There is a way to do that.
Sure.
Okay. I'll come back to that later. I gotta let that percolate as far as how to develop some questions on that, because that's huge. It's huge. Or small, however you want to look at it. Okay, Ion, now this topic
What was that topic, Bert? Was there any topic there? Bert. You there, Ion?
Yes, baby, we here.
What happened to Bert?
He on it.
Do you hear me?
He probably
No,
probably
we didn't hear
out.
You.
Yeah.
Bert, what was that last topic?
It was a combination of topic when I asked about the egg beaters, touching on the other side, and we led into using the Wilson function in the body to open up a wormhole.
Okay. Wilson function in the body.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Ion, can you shut me down on this one? Because I got to look in it. I took you on What Youth, after What Youth, you posted 5 items on the chat. James the First, the Crown Corporation, the Ring, Washington, D.C., and the Hague is ready. So my first question, mm-hmm. are all 5 of these items related?
Of course.
Okay. Do they have anything to do with Bob?
Of course.
Anything to do with Bob.
I didn't hear you. Bob trying to drop. Did you say?
I said, of course, and he said everything has to do with Bob.
Everything, Bob. Okay. Okay. So Ion, I couldn't connect. I couldn't find the connection of James the First.
Look him up.
I did. He's the. Hold on. He is the. He's the son of Mary Queen of Scots, great great grandson of Henry VII.
What did he invent? What was he responsible for?
He was responsible for joining the crowns of. Great Britain and Ireland, and Scotland. Great Britain and Scotland.
What else?
Okay, that I don't know. So he invented something?
He was responsible for something.
Who? James?
James?
King James.
James.
Yeah, King
James.
King James version of the Bible.
No.
After Queen Elizabeth.
Yes. Yes, but that's not the point. No, no, no. He was responsible for something. Bob, tell him how King James is connected to the Ring and the Crown Corporation in London.
That's bullshit. That's coming up in the private session.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, then I'll move to... Hold on one second.
Biggin. Do you see what we're talking about? You see what we're talking about, Bob? There's no point that you don't take a step that you don't affect in something. It's a butterfly effect. This is what went wrong in Macbeth.
What's that about me? What did he say, Bert?
Something about what a step you take has an effect like a butterfly, something that you did.
Every step I take.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You change things. And Bert's mirroring and he's getting it, the whole thing. Back to the House of Stuart. We thought we got through it on that, but fuck no, here we go. Lord Darnley, here you go, Bob. This is exactly what we told you. If we start down this shit, this is what's going to happen. But, all right, you know everything, so go ahead.
Okay, so I won't touch on that since it's in the private session, so I'll go.
That's fine. No, we're chaffing Bob, because we tell Bob this all the time. He's going, it can't be. He's not that connected. What are you talking about? And here you are right here in the whole soup of it. Bam, right there. Nice. Pretty good.
These are pretty tricky. Some questions about, okay, is the Crown Corporation the owner of the Bank of England?
Yes.
Is the British monarchy the figurehead for the Crown?
Yeah. But that's, well, figurehead, meaning Dumbledore in charge? Yeah. Yeah, it's a figurehead. It's more like a, well, it's kind of like Berlin today. You don't want to be outside. They're killing niggas in Berlin today now.
Hey, Ian, is that real?
They in the street.
This is a slight digression.
Sure it is. It is real.
10,000 tractors have sealed Berlin.
That's right. They won't let them outside, so they working. They sick of it. They're not going to be put in a box. They're not going to be put in a mask. They're not going to be jabbed no more. They do. I live. I die. But I die on this.
Who counts?
Me and all the
Berlin.
Berlin. Okay, Ian. The ring, that's a representation of the Vatican. So does kissing the ring on the Pope's hand, is that a signal of allegiance to the church?
No, it's an allegiance to the papacy. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, Baba tell you all about that. Baba tell you all about that Opus Dei and them where we whoop you on the ass and all that, all the Swiss Guard. You know about that. Y'all pay for that shit.
That's one of my worst cults I started.
I know it.
Opus Dei.
He can't quit it. That's disgusting. Just disgusting.
They still talk about me as if I'm a member or something.
Well, he's still trying to throw the garter back. They put him on the garter too, and he's trying to throw the garter back like they do at the wedding reception. He's trying to throw the garter back instead of the order of the garter. He's trying to throw his back.
Okay, Ian, one more question on this topic, because probably all will be disclosed in the private session. But
it's Oldenburg. The house is Oldenburg, what you're looking for with Trump. The house of Oldenburg.
Damn, you knew what I was going to. Okay, all right.
Just like you're connected and know shit, there's no fucking way you could possibly know that you don't think about. You just know. Same thing here. And yes, that's connected to Anne of Denmark. Mm-hmm. So the queen, now this is going to take you another little level. So you're not going to ask this because you don't know this. You remember, Bob may have to, no, fuck, you remember better than Bob. Do you remember the queen mom bringing the money through the wall at Edinburgh?
Yes.
See, yes, just like that. Right, like you just read it, like you just reread the words, or you just reheard it again. Okay.
No, I remember hearing you.
That's an example of this connection where the wire beaters touch on the other end. It's like the electromagnetic pulse or the electromagnetic magnetivity of the earth. It kind of goes in circular poles that are shifting. Well, now what's happening, the egg beaters have the capacity to flip. Because when you change the polarity, remember the magnet does not attract, it repels. And when it snaps and comes together, that's making that north and south pole be the furthest it can be.
Extended,
and the further it is away, the stronger that bond is. That's why rare earth magnets are so powerful. So what's happening now, the egg beaters are having the capacity to touch on the other end. Now, that if you understand the wormhole conversation, that's what happens when you open a wormhole. You connect two realities simultaneously. But you have to have enough energy to keep it open, because you can't leave them flipped. You got to go back. Otherwise, just like in Fringe, if you're not careful, you're going to collapse one of the worlds. If you're not careful. If you leave it open all the time, you're going to collapse one of the worlds.
So, Ion, so the wormhole opens, and that's okay, so if you're talking about magnetic, that's like north to north, that are attempting to touch, and that opens up a hole, the poles?
Sure. Sure. And then the earth and the firmament thereof, inhale. And then you better fucking run. Remember, how many, tell them all how many times we said it's not nice to fuck with Mother Nature.
You said that maybe about 5 or 10, 15 times. Cause, yeah, okay, so, okay, Ian, is this taking, okay, boy, this goes right into the TikToks.
what are we talking about? What's the topic
wormhole.
Now?
Wormhole.
Gina Lola, Gina Lola, Queen, Brigitte's breast. Gina Lola, Brigitte's breast.
Ion just outlined that the Queen Mother bringing the gold through, what she did was she opened up a wormhole by having the wire whisk touch on the other ends, and that opened up a wormhole that allowed her to bring the gold through, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
And that's happened, and listen, and that's happened just recently.
But she's still running around doing stuff?
She's
no, there's no time. There's no time. That wouldn't have happened then if this hadn't happened now. That's why they get on the thing and they say, well, I'm a time traveler from 20,044.
Yeah, I don't know the question
on that. So y'all got to behave over here and don't do that and don't suck dicks for money. It'll get you in trouble and don't do this and don't do that. And you're like, God almighty, how am I supposed, how are you supposed to know? Well, I'm a time traveler from this up, way up yonder, down the road is going to be a wreck. So don't drive on this day and we'll be all right.
Okay, so we're evoking all these people, Bert. We're retrieving something, and these people think they came from somewhere when we awaken them. That's what you're saying, Ian, right?
So what you're saying then, okay, since we're going to go to that house, so what you're saying then is that we can undo the Louisiana Purchase box?
Yep. Isn't that what the A1 aliens are trying to do? Isn't that what the A1 aliens are trying to do? Not so funny.
Well,
no, it's B1 aliens are trying to do that.
We did hold the Magna Carta in Fort Knox for some time, Bob. Just saying. We did hold the Magna Carta, so I'm just saying, you know. Just saying.
So Ion.
Damn those stewards.
Yeah.
So Ion, is this what you just outlining about this the incident with the Queen Mother just happened recently and things? Is that connected to this whole? I saw a interesting TikTok about basically they regurgitated thing that you told us about the poles flipping, but science is recognizing that. And that allows the ability for to open up a wormhole because the poles are about to flip. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not about to flip. They're in the constant process of flipping. That's why you have magnetic north and true north. They used to be the same.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, and is it accurate in that video that, actually,
32 feet per second. 32 feet per second. It's happening faster and faster and faster and faster. And the more it degrades, the faster it's happening. So what took 1,000 years, you're doing in 2 days. Just hang on. Don't believe us. Be still.
No, I believe you. No, because I brought it up last week about how 2 hours went 5 minutes for me. So that's the anomaly. That's, ooh. Oh,
well,
then we're not far from that point.
You're starting to embrace the reality that there's no time. So you're never late. Bob would say, oh, I'm sorry I was late, but I got here exactly when I wanted to.
Yeah, when I meet with the aliens, Bert, that's just me tapping into my days back in Alpha Centauri before I went to the Andromeda Galaxy. I set up some agreement with those guys. I know who these aliens are.
And Bob, being the perfect foil, he set up all these stupid motherfuckers. Do you think he gives a fuck about the turning taxes? Do you think he would have 1 minute worth of conversation with Otto von Habsburg?
Yeah.
You realize that the families in the ring, that run the ring, that own the crown, he loaned them the money for it?
Oh, shit. Shaking in their boots then.
I told you, Lucifer was a dropout from high school.
And he's shutting it down. And he's shutting it. And he's shutting it. Bob's like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. I am slack. I am all slack. I'm going to show you how slack works. I'm going to shut this motherfucker down. I'm not going to be no school. Ain't going to be no commerce. Ain't going to be no business. Ain't going to be no medicine. Ain't going to be no antibiotics. Ain't going to be no steroids, antibiotic or otherwise. And yeah, if y'all do, say something. Say one goddamn thing. That's what I want you to do. Just say something. Say something. And then we'll go from there. And so now the fruits of his labor are being made self-evident. To the chagrin of the system that made.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel all Evan's shows on KPFK. There could be no more evidence that Evan was on the radio.
Why? Don't do that. That's her thing.
Evan just called in.
She uses that show to pick up chicks. Bob, don't do that.
Yeah. She and G got to get together. G and Juicy.
Oh, that might be. Oh, the Lord have mercy. They might labesian themselves to death. That might be.
Yeah.
That might be something. Have to get us some pointers. I'll have to show you and give you some pointers, Bob. Give you some pointers to help you up your game a little bit.
Ian, one thing, clear up about that YouTube, about the poles flipping and the magnetic field declining. Is it accurate that it's went from 5% in a century to 5% in a decade, or is it more?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more, but that's a fair gauge. They don't know how to measure. How do you measure that? It takes them a long time to even note the difference. There's no thermometer that they can look outside and see what the degree of temperature is from today to yesterday. You see, it's a very processed way of calculating it. They're just catching up to us. And then Bob would say, yeah, they were just listening to the archives and decided to notice it. Now they're real smart.
Right. So, okay, but that's your reference to 32,000 feet per second per second. That's the sign of this increase, this speed. Damn.
Correct.
Man. Okay. All right. Ian. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bad day. Now, it's a bad day for world systems because they're all there down. And so now we go back to the Bill Clinton bullshit. We go back to Nasara and Jusera and all that canceling of the debt and falling away and all this la-di-da-di-da-di-body-slotty-sloppy-top. All that's done. And so Bob, once again, the motherfucker Bob has won. He didn't do one thing. except pay 5 or 10 people to listen to his show on the weekend. That's all he does.
That's all he practiced
done.
My slap shot on Sundays. That's all I did.
Right. Oh, yeah. And there were 5 Facebook posts. Don't forget those. There were 5 Facebook posts.
Hey, Ion, La Palma. We were speaking that on
La Paloma.
Okay, on December 6th was a crack in the main cone, but now everything is quiet. Is this the calm before the storm?
The Vija has separated. The Vija has separated. You can't see it. It's not calm. It's making room. It's kind of like, do you know what happens? Do you know anything about cement ponds? Swimming pools, cement ponds.
Yes, I do.
See?
Yes.
Okay, it's like that. Okay, now let's say you got something going on and you get a leak in the strainer.
Okay.
Because that's the way that keeps the flow. You have to have this flow for balance in the pool. You get a leak in the strainer and it's going to drain. It'll drain that pool in about a day or a night, or you'll lose several feet if you're not careful, because it blocks the suction of the circulation through the strainers. Once that's open, that water just going to run. What this done, that crack has opened it up. So now it's resetting or leaking, and when it fills, it's going to just push it away. It won't be, the lava will make the island divide. The lava vents that were being pressurized to See, this is the sucking in part, the inhaling part, and you're going to start seeing water levels. They ain't talking about it just yet, but all of a sudden you'll start seeing more pictures of Galveston Bay dry, and you'll see more Turks and Quasit Bob calls it Turks and Caicos or Cucas or Caicos or Caicos, Tocks and Caicos, Tits and Ass. He's probably going to start calling it Tits and Ass pretty soon. Where you looking, all the water went away?
Mm-hmm.
Like that. The earth didn't take a drink. So 20,000 leagues under the sea might be more impressive than you know. Now, that won't be forever. That won't be forever, but you'll notice it. But now there's lots of things happening now. When's the last time you ever heard of a 200-mile tornado? We had a little tornado, tore up the trailer park in middle Alabama. It was pretty bad, and it went for 200 miles. We don't have those. And it wiped out everything in its path.
Yes. It's quite alarming to see a train blown off the track.
Yeah, because that trains are pretty well grounded, you'd say, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now, let's go back. Do you remember Famous Amos?
Yeah, the cookie buy, yeah. Famous Amos, yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty good cookies, actually.
Yeah. You remember Bob and his little fetish for Famous Amos when he mucked it up with them cookie crumbs? Well, guess what? They've now patched it through. And so now you are creating weather patterns with what they're doing with nanotechnology right now. So Bob once again delayed their progress for now. And now he's loosed the hounds of hell. He's going to force y'all into extinction or to the grave one way or the other.
Okay, and you're talking about CERN.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And that's that relates to that I got a video that someone said that the collider is changing the weather pattern. So that's what is related to that. That's what you're saying.
It is. And he slowed it down till just now because he knew now it's up.
So Bob made another trip to
No. He messed it up. He messed it up then just now with famous cookie crumbs. Because you know he's going to be eating. Anything's moving. Bob's going to be eating.
Yeah, I heard he ate a dozen cookies. I can relate to that. I can do the same.
At a sitting. And he eats it so fast he doesn't even remember. Carolyn, there wasn't but three cookies in there. Bob, there were three. No, I only ate three cookies. I know it was three cookies. I left you your half. Where are they, Bob? Well, they're right here in my stomach. I got your half in my stomach right here.
Okay. Bert saw me eat a giant Toblerone bar in the Paris Hotel.
Paris, yeah. Yeah, he did. Those are really good. I could do that also. Hey, Ion, okay, next TikTok, man.
Are you getting enough of those? Do you need more? It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
What I got this morning, I still got to look at that 144.432. I got to go and re-listen to that because that was heavy about the pyramids. That answers a lot. There's a lot of questions coming out of that.
That just linked. That was not the case until just now.
So is this related, goes back to what we were speaking earlier about the poles flipping? This is what everything is linking back, so we're approaching the no time zone? Is that what you're saying, Ian? That's why that...
You've always been in the no time zone, but now since you are accepting there's no time, then time is money, right?
So they say...
Well, if time is money and there's no time, then as Bob says, well, then there's no money. And then, you know what Jackie said? Jackie said, "Hoops, that is." That's the perfect storm. Bob did it. Slung up in his goddamn easy chair. And turned his hand to do nothing. And complained about it.
So, Ian, this all linked up now? Okay.
Just recently. Ask
about December
15th.
A lot happened on December 15th. Ian even said Rai returned to essence, but, you know, That's an after image or the original one in January 20, 1967. That's the big thing.
No, no.
Check that out.
That's now. That's now. That's now. And if you say
right,
one thing about
essence,
Dealey, if you say one thing about Dealey Plaza, we're going to the beds right now. If you say one thing about Dealey Plaza, we're going to bed. I want you to know that.
Okay, but you just said it. You just said
Dealey who?
Plaza.
Boy, Bert.
Dealey Plaza.
Oh, Dealey Plaza. I didn't talk about Dealey Farrell. Not Dealey Farrell.
Yeah, that's what we said. We said Dealey Farrell. That's what it was. That's what. No, actually, it was Dickie. We was trying to call Dickie. We're going to get Dickie. We're going to see what Abaton thought about it and see what that is. See if we can get some shock, reaction going on.
Hey, Bob.
You know, Biden had to release some Kennedy files the other day.
Yes.
Assassination?
Well, yes.
You're going to hear the most incredible story, both the JFK files on the private session.
Oh, wow.
This will stretch all imaginatory boundaries.
Cool. So, Ion, did something happen on December 15th?
Of course. You got to look at it. You know what's happening. Okay, if you listen to everybody else, everybody says this is happening, that's happening. We're killing this one and killing that one. That one's already dead, and they shot him in the head, and he was hung at The Hague, and then they poisoned this one and that. No. And it's they all talk about this convergence where it can't hold anymore. It can't hold. They can't lie anymore. And then they start saying, well, here's the picture of the White House. Now, here we got Biden in the White House. Dead, in the White House. He's sitting there. And there's this 15-foot black marble fireplace. Did they import a 15-foot black marble fireplace for him to sit in front of in the White House? It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. And you're supposed to just accept that that's the case or that that is. And nobody, everybody's asleep, drunk, high, feuding, fighting, fucking, or not watching. I don't know quite what's going on. But nobody's even saying, where in the White House is a 15-foot black fireplace? And nobody's questioning it. They don't ask anything. I mean, next thing they'll have Biden in a football field with goalposts, with seats around it. It says, well, then here in the Rose Garden, we're in the Rose Garden. No, that's the Rose Bowl. That's not the Rose Garden. No, it's the Rose Garden. Because in our Rose Garden, when I look through the windows, I see a 1978 Ford Chevy van, a Ford or a Chevy van sitting there in the Rose Garden through the window. So it's like, yeah, come on. Don't do it.
Yeah, Bert, and where's Mark Solomon and the Center for the Study of Digital Life? They're not covering any of this shit.
He was here last week, right? Wasn't he here last week?
And the problem is to anybody looking, it's obvious. Fox News should be able to see this, okay? Newsmax should sort of note this. Someone, even Greg Gutfeld, should say, you people have lost your damn mind. Where in history is there a picture of a 15-foot black fireplace in the White House as listed here? I mean, this was just the other day when he makes a speech and says, if you're not vaccinated, you're going to die. You're going to die if you ain't been vaccinated. It's going to be a black winter and Black Lives Matter, but the unvaccinated is going to die. He's sitting in front of this fireplace, and you look it up, and you go, yeah, I don't know where that is. Very strange. Very strange.
So, Ion, this, okay, you sort of touched on it, though. I asked a question about a TikTok I heard. Are there military tribunals taking place at Washington Hotel in D.C.?
This past weekend, yeah. They don't work on the weekend, and they certainly don't work on Christmas week. But yes, there are. That's with the buses rolling and doing all. There's a lot of shit going on. But then they got Charles Grassley making speeches, and they got Senator Kennedy talking about how these people are stuck on stupid, and how they wrote that. Whoever his speechwriter was He got up and wrote that after he had his morning beer. Or the next time you get in trouble, don't call the police. Call a crack whore, or call your drug dealer, and let your drug dealer call the cartel. Call the Sinaloan cartel and tell them to come jump you off. So they'll be able to take. They'll have somebody on your block handy. Don't need no popo.
But they do say.